KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball action last night, first in boys' play from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Heartland downing St. Albert 56-32. It was Kemper Catholic over Clarinda 71-64. In Rolling Valley Conference boys basketball, Coon Rapids Bayard a 62-55 winner over Exira EHK. West Harrison beat Glidden Ralston 59-42. From the Corner Conference tournament last night, Sydney over Clarinda Academy 80-35, and Fremont Mills a winner over Griswold 57-36. Also around the area, non-conference boys basketball, it was Tri-Center topping Shenandoah 71-34, Earlham downing AHSTW 68-64, Panorama beat Nottoway Valley 62-59, Logan Magnolia over West Monona 55-41, Woodbine topping Missouri Valley 60-45. In girls high school basketball locally last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan over St. Albert 49-35. Kemper Catholic topping Clarinda 71-50 was the final in that. Rolling Valley Conference play saw Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 47-43. From the Corner Conference tournament, it was Sydney defeating Griswold 45-9. East Mills over Essex 57-27. Also in non-conference play last night, Shenandoah beat Tri-Center 48-28, Red Oak over Arweva 66-39. Logan Magnolia needed overtime to beat West Monona 58-56. It was Creston topping Clark 71-26, Maple Valley beating Riverside 75-25, Woodbine over Missouri Valley 61-40, Panorama beat Nottoway Valley 61-54. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says in the days of bracketology, the Big Ten is having a throwback season. Half of the league entered the week 4-3 or better, and the conference heavyweights, Purdue, Michigan, and Ohio State, are all part of the bottom six.
You know, sometimes, you know, we tend to forget and not appreciate the regular season the way we should. You know, it really bugs me when I'm watching TV and it's December 9th. Who's in, who's out? I mean, who knows?
McCaffrey says with so many teams in the thick of the race, it makes every game difficult.
Everywhere you go is an atmosphere like this. It's a grinded out, tough, physical game. Guys have to respond. Guys have to win close games. You got to win on the road. And the fans enjoy it and appreciate it. And then at the end of the year, we'll figure out who goes to the tournament. But I guess it's just changed.
Well, the Hawkeyes have a couple of award winners this week. Iowa men's basketball players Luca Garza and C.J. Frederick swept Big Ten weekly honors after their performances in Iowa's two wins last week. That announcement came yesterday by the Big Ten office. The Player of the Week honor is the second of the season for Garza, while Frederick earned his first Freshman of the Week distinction. Garza averaged 30 points, 5 rebounds, and a block and a half in wins over Northwestern and number 19 Michigan. In the two games combined, Garza was red hot, 20 of 32 from the field, including 4 of 6 from three-point range and 16 of 19 from the free throw line. Garza poured in 33 points, including a career-high 11 free throws made and a 90-83 win over the Wolverines last Friday. Garza torched Michigan for 77 points in the two games this season, the most points by any Big Ten player versus a single opponent in regular season conference play over the last 20 seasons. Garza has 4 30-plus scoring games this year, the most by a Hawkeye since Peter Jock had 5 in 2017. Garza's 4 30-plus scoring games ranks 5th nationally and most by any player from a Power 5 conference this year. In Iowa's win at Northwestern, Garza led all scorers with 27 points in 5 games against AP top 25 teams this year. The Hawkeye junior averages 29.8 points and 10.4 rebounds. Frederick returned from a foot injury and averaged 16 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds in both games. The Cincinnati, Ohio native shot a combined 52.6% from the field, including 54.5% from the three-point line, and made all 6 of his free throw attempts. At Northwestern, Frederick tied personal bests in assists and steals to go along with his 11 points. In the win over the Wolverines, Frederick tied a personal best with 21 points. The redshirt freshman netted 14 of his 21 points in the second half, including sinking 2 critical three-pointers in the final minutes of that contest. Iowa stands 13-5 overall, 4-3 in the conference. They've won 7 of their last 9, and they'll return to action tomorrow night against Rutgers, who's also off to a great start at 14-4 and 5-2. Tip-off is set for 8:07 at Carver-Hawkeye Arena coming up tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you here on the radio with a 7 o'clock pregame. Well, Baylor's become the seventh team to sit atop the Associated Press men's basketball poll since November, already matching a single season record for the most number one team since the ranking began in 1948-49. The Bears picked up 33 of 65 first-place votes to climb over number two Gonzaga, which came away with 31 first-place votes. Those teams are separated by just 3 points. Kansas, unbeaten San Diego State, and Florida State round out the top five. They replaced Duke, Auburn, and Butler, each of which lost twice last week. Sixth-ranked Louisville is followed by Dayton, the Blue Devils, Villanova, and Seton Hall. The Cardinals, Flyers, Wildcats, and Pirates all climbed at least 5 spots, with Seton Hall moving up 8 notches. Iowa jumped back into the poll. They're at number 19 in this week's listings. Well, top-ranked Baylor eked out a win in its first game since becoming the top team in the AP men's basketball poll. The Bears improved to 16-1 and ran their winning streak to 15 games by holding off Oklahoma 61-57 last night. Also, number 14 West Virginia bounced back from Saturday's lopsided loss at Kansas State by reeling off a 20-0 run that gave the Mountaineers a 43-15 lead in a 97-59 trouncing of Texas last night. Iowa State looks to find its shooting touch tonight when the Cyclones host Oklahoma State. ISU is hitting just over 30% from three-point range, including 3 of 22 in Saturday's blowout loss at Texas Tech.
I got to give them great confidence. That's all, you know, I got to give them great confidence that I believe in them, that, you know, that they feel good and rhythm shots, good shots now. We got to take the tough ones out. We got to take the bad early ones out. We got to take the stagnant ones out. But, man, they should have great confidence to shoot open rhythm threes. You know, they're very capable of making them.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says the Cyclones need better shot selection from behind the arc.
I hate taking guys' confidence away offensively. I think we've been, you know, very good offensively, you know, for a long period of time. And so I hate doing that. But maybe not, maybe at 12 seconds or 8 seconds it's not, but at 23 or 20 it is. You know, because right now we haven't made those.
Cyclones are 1-4 in the Big 12, and overall they've lost 5 of their last 6.
Got to fight our way out of it. You know, there is no easy week in this league, so you just got to keep, you got to be able to keep getting punched and keep trying to figure out ways to punch back. You know, as bad as you could have one bad week in this league, but a good week can change everybody's spirits. And so we got to stay the course, but we got to figure out ways, obviously, to get better.
That's a 7 o'clock tip off tonight. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says losing juniors to the NFL draft is the new normal in college football. 4 Hawkeyes declared for the draft after a 10-3 season, including defensive end A.J. Epinesa and offensive tackle Tristan Wirfs. Iowa has lost 7 players early to the draft in the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, I think that's just a sign of the times now. That number, I don't know if it's grown, but it's significant, and certainly significant last year. So that's just part of the world that we're living in right now. A lot of things are changing in the world, especially the world of college football. So it's just one more part of the process. And, you know, certainly we'd love to have all these guys stay with the football team. They've chosen to move on, and we wish all of them their best.
The 4 players join a 19-member senior class that helped lead the Hawkeyes to 47 wins over the last 5 years.
All been great team guys. All have been great contributors, doing things with a great attitude. So, you know, all I can do is wish them all the best, and they'll all do really well. They're all 4 quality young people. They're all good football players. And I think they've all got you know, good road ahead of them.
Farron says he expects to have his entire staff returning for next season.
Things can happen anytime. You know, historically, obviously, the holiday season's a big one. It used to be that, you know, guys would go to the pros more so in February, but that train's sped up just like every other train. I think for the most part, over the next course of the next month, you could still have some shuffling and moving around.
Hawkeyes will be preparing for spring drills coming up in just a few months. And in baseball news, Felix Hernandez has been given a chance to continue his major league career. The Atlanta Braves signed the 6-time All-Star selection and 2010 AL Cy Young Award winner to a minor league contract with an invitation to big league camp. Hernandez is coming off his worst major league season, going 1-8 with a .640 earned run average and 15 starts for the Mariners. The right-hander would get a $1 million one-year contract if he's added to Atlanta's 40-man roster. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.